What has this particular bookstore meant to you over the span of your time coming here?
So the bookstore is Anthology Bookstore, and it's in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And I loved it because it was really small and quaint and wonderful, and you could get new books and used books. Used books are really cool just because you get to see kind of like where other people have been versus just something new where it's only your journey and the author's. So that was something really kind of quaint that you don't get at a Barnes & Noble or any other chain place. Right. So, yeah.
Gotcha. What has this bookstore given to you and or the community?
Sadly, the bookstore has closed. So it's one of those things where now that it's closed, you kind of realize its impact much more so than if it was open. So for me, it was kind of a place where I developed my own fascination with literature because it was kind of like hunting for something I liked because it was a hodgepodge of books. And again, it wasn't set up like fiction, nonfiction, autobiography, history. It was kind of just like, okay, here's what we have this week, with the exception of obviously new titles and stuff like that. So I loved it because it actually got me to read books outside of things that I would have normally picked just because I found it and it was cool and I was able to haggle and get a good price on it. Or like I mentioned with the used books, I was able to find something where I happened to see someone with like a ton of notes in the book. And that was really cool because I'm always interested in what other people's ideas are and things. And so you're not just reading the book proper. You get to read about what other people have thought while they were reading it, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. So that meant a lot to me.
Were like the used books donated or do they pay for them or how did that work?
They were usually donated. So they used to get in. They had a program where if you had books, you could bring in a book and then you could get a book. Which was super, super cool. They got a ton of donations in. Some of it was the owner of the store would go around and find books that he liked. And so he would buy them and bring those in and then resell them. So there was a couple different methods that they did things, okay. Which was cool.
Gotcha. What would you say has caused the change in purpose or meaning of this bookstore that you have attended in the community over the time that you've spent there?
What was the what change?
What was like how has like the purpose or like the place in the community that this bookstore has held changed? Okay. I know that it's closed now, but during the time you're there, the span that you went there,
It changed a lot because with the advent of newer technology and Kindles and stuff like that, a lot less people kind of became involved, and then it just kind of became this very like hardcore dedicated group, yeah. Which was actually kind of cool because. You really got to know people that were passionate about reading and things like that. But at the same time, it was a wonderful store because it did service the community with being a place where people could bring used books instead of just throwing them out. And then we could kind of sift through them or whatever. And it also brought in a lot of interest because people sometimes within the community who didn't read would just come in because there was always a lot of activity going on, right. It seemed like. So the big change, though, was definitely that big drop from, you know, I can't read anything except in a book, to I can read everything now on an iPhone or a tablet or a lot
easier that way.
Exactly.
More accessible.
And cheaper sometimes.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Would you care to share any unique experiences that you've had with this bookstore?
Oh, sure. I had to think about it. Let me see. One of the coolest things was, so this bookstore is in Scranton, and I went to school at the University of Scranton. And I was an English major, so this obviously was a place I was at quite a bit. And several of my friends and I used to go in, and one day we were there, it was pretty late, and the owner was there, and he was trying to close up, and he let us stay because we were just kind of sitting and not doing anything crazy, just kind of reading and talking and having a nice time. And he kept the store open and, like, let us putz around until well after 11 o'clock at night, which was kind of awesome because it felt like you were doing something wrong, but you were just in bookstore reading, which is absurd. But we just kind of had the best time and ended up like doing like super silly things, like reciting different parts of textbooks and, you know, just being ridiculous. But it was so fun, and it was cool. And people ended up coming in late night, and he ended up starting on Thursday nights to have this like late night reading sessions after that, which did attract actually a healthy number of college students, which was cool. So that was probably my favorite thing because I was there for it, and it was for some reason very funny.
Yeah. It gives you an alternative thing to do instead of normal college things.
Exactly. It was like
change of pace.
Yeah, you were not cooped up in a room or, you know, drinking or something.
Yeah. In your opinion, what has been the most positive or negative effect that this bookstore's had on the community?
I think the most positive thing was that relationship between people and then small store owners, because everyone knew, kind of everyone knew everybody there. And if you didn't know somebody, they would introduce themselves. And it was, that was really positive because I think a lot of times, especially in small towns, people might be prone to sticking together and keeping to themselves and not being more open to people coming in. And Scranton at the time was kind of getting a little bit bigger just from the University of Scranton and Marywood and Lackawanna College and all these different schools that had cropped up, that there were more people from outside of the area going there. And so that was a really positive thing. It kind of connected people who may not have thought they had a connection.
How has the recent closure of your bookstore affected you and or the community?
I think it's definitely affected me, obviously, because I still live in the area, and it was kind of one of those places that I was just able to go, and it was not normal, and it was not routine, it was just a place that I could think and kind of, you know, get my thoughts in order, and at the same time be around people I liked. So not having that takes that commonality with those people away. And it takes away that, like, kind of sanctuary space for myself. So that was really tough. And I think for the community, it's particularly difficult because so few bookstores exist where you can have that very real sense of community that I spoke of before, where kind of everyone knows one another and you're able to meet new people. And certainly I can't think of, at this point in the area, a place where you can go and there's used books and new books in the same place. And that's kind of sad because they should be together. So losing that on both fronts was pretty tough. And for it to be over, you know, change in technology and change in money, that's tough because they couldn't tap into an e-books market there. That made no sense for a little, you know.
The interaction aspect of it.
Exactly. So it's sad to see that part go away. And I think that's the thing that people are having a tough part in general with bookstores about, is it super convenient to download a book online? Absolutely. And I teach at a college now, and I actually encourage my students for a lot of classes to buy their books electronically because they're either cheaper or at the very least easier to carry around.
Yeah.
So I understand the basis of their appeal, and particularly for people that may not use the books ever again, I get it, but because I know about what can happen when you're in a place with a lot of people like that, it's so unbelievably welcoming and warm and super cool. So you miss out on that.
You mentioned that you found a new bookstore that you go to after this one closed. Has that held a similar place to you as this one, or is it different?
It's totally different. I mean, it's bigger. It's, you know, it's not as, I don't know, it's a lot bigger, obviously. It's, you know, it's kind of like a chain to a certain extent. Yeah. You know, it's a chain bookstore, and it's, you know, I enjoy books, so that's like the nerdy side of me anyway. But, that said, I don't have that. Really, it's like a group of friends that you end up forming You know, that part is totally gone. That socialization aspect is gone. And if I want to see those people, we have to make plans and go somewhere else. And so that's just kind of sad. And I think that that's the whole thing with bookstores and the fact that a lot of private ones are not making it unless they're like also a coffee shop or also, you know, have some other niche. It's just, you know, I understand it, but it is sad losing those connections. Right. So that's tough.